The attorney for suspended Holyoke Soldiers Home Superintendent Bennett Walsh Thursday asserted he's being wrongly blamed for the deadly COVID-19 outbreak at the state-run long-term care facility. During a more than hour-long, wide-ranging presentation to reporters, William Bennett repeatedly portrayed Walsh as a good and honorable man who did the best he could but was nonetheless powerless to stop the coronavirus from spreading through the soldiers' home as it did at so many other long-term care facilities across the country.
It is one thing to suggest that Bennett Walsh may have made mistakes, and of course he has, but it's something else, again, to accuse him not of making good faith mistakes, but of a malicious cover-up. It is time for that poison to be removed from public discussion about these events.
Bennett, a former Hamden district attorney and Walsh's uncle, said the administration of Governor Charlie Baker had set out to scapegoat Walsh.
Rather than trying to figure out in a calm, unemotional, objective, scientific way, we started with blame, and there was a drumbeat of blame day after day.
For much of the press conference, Bennett sought to refute the scathing report from former federal prosecutor Mark Perlstein, who was hired by Baker to conduct an independent investigation of what happened at the soldiers' home, where 76 veterans died from COVID-19. That report said the leadership at the soldiers' home made a litany of utterly baffling decisions, including an especially fateful move to combine two dementia wards. But Bennett insisted that was not the catastrophe the Perlstein report made it out to be.
The exposure to the virus was already there and was going to be there whether they combined it or not. So combining the units together did not increase the risk of the virus.
Pointing to a floor plan of the soldiers' home, Bennett said veterans were moved out of their rooms and put together in open spaces, including the dining room, in accordance with the home's written virus response plan.
They set up the room thoughtfully. They tried to stay on top of things. Their whole goal was to protect the vets.
Responding to a request for comment, a spokeswoman for the Baker administration said the Perlstein report speaks for itself. Baker said the Perlstein report was nothing short of gut-wrenching, and it showed there was a failure of leadership at the home. Walsh has been issued a letter from Baker terminating his employment. Bennett is challenging the governor's authority to fire Walsh. A court hearing is scheduled next week. The press conference was held the week after Walsh was named as a defendant in a $176 million class action lawsuit filed in federal court by the family of a Korean War Army veteran who died of COVID-19. Bennett said some of the information in the complaint filed for the lawsuit is incorrect. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.